Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't know what I object to more. JB taking a victory lap that the series is exactly what we expected. You sure about that? I'm not sure you expected it to go this way. Or him saying it's been competitive when every one of these games has been a blowout and the last two games have been massive blowouts against his team. If you saw that coming and you didn't run through town saying the British are coming, your ass deserves to be fired on that alone. Hey, guys, we knew it was going to be competitive. Okay, did you know your team was going to be non-competitive in half of those games? Can we start there, JB, while you try and polish this turd that is the last two games? How do you feel about what you just heard there?
I feel like this series totally shifted in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just... Take line two, please. Because
you're very bossy. I don't hate it. I'm just pointing it out. Adam, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I am a Cavs fan. I've been a Cavs fan for a long time, but
since
I'm
when?
Not
what year?
Probably early 2000s. I grew up same time as LeBron, and when he came in, that was really when I really got into it.
I've been a fan for longer, but I accept your fandom.
Okay. Well, I was a die-hard Indians fan throughout the 90s, so that's where I spent all my time watching.
But that is also approved.
I am not afraid to say that I'm over it, and I want it to be over, and I want JB to be gone. Because it can't work like this, and just to keep rooting them on and thinking that something's going to change is not going to. He gets out-coached by every coach in the playoffs. We see this. He just flat out gets out coached. We have the best talent on the floor, hands down. There's no question about it. But we have the worst coach on the floor. And we see now how important it is for him to be able to make adjustments in game and in between games, and he just can't do it. And, you know, last year, Jared Allen says the lights were too bright in New York. Well, now what? Are the lights too bright in Orlando? Like, what is going on here? Like, it can't be. And he is, I feel, single-handedly ruining this core of talent that we have and this window of opportunity that we have, and it's just gotten too far. I want it over. I want him gone. They're going to make some moves. I think that it's going to have to happen. But even if we do squeak out this series, which they might, I don't even think – I'm done watching it anyways. I have a 14-year-old son who we watch sports together a lot. He will not sit down with me right now and watch a Cavs game. He's just like, why? Why would I watch them? Like, there's no point to watch them. So, they got that generation now saying, these guys are trash. Like, why are we watching them? And he doesn't know. It's not the players. It's definitely, right now, it's the coach. He's not putting them in any type of position to do anything good. So, yes, maybe we squeak out this series, and that's fine, and that's great. But we go to Boston, and goodbye in four, you know. That's going to be it. So let's just get it over with, get it done with, make the changes we need to do, and maybe next year things will be different. It's easy with our talent to be a top team in the East during the regular season, fine. But if you can't do anything in the playoffs, then what's the point?
Adam, we appreciate you, buddy. Do you agree with Adam that you just want this series to be over?
I mean, listen, if you can't beat Orlando, you're going to get swept by Boston. So... I never want my team to just lose because that's a loser mindset mentality. But I'm going to tell you right now, the last two games in Orlando, I barely watched because I turned it off the second half. It was unbearable to watch that brand of basketball and how poor they played, the effort that they displayed. Nick, if they don't give good effort tomorrow night and convincingly win this game and get back in the series, yeah, I'm going to feel like just get it over with. We're wasting time. You know, we've got tickets to game seven. We have every other game for playoffs. And yeah, I mean, if it goes to a game seven, I'm not sure they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean,
And part of me would rather just sell the tickets or not have to pay for them.
I think there's still value in winning this series.
Oh, yeah, but I get it, dude. But like, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, under no circumstances can you claim that this is a step forward, though. Like, if you had...
It would take a miracle, Nick, for them to get by Orlando and actually get by Boston.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not even worried about getting by Boston now. I'd be worried about, are you going to get housed in every game? And the only thing stopping me from thinking that 100% is the fact that Boston has its own lapses, and they have with Brown and Tatum they've turned countless five-game series into seven-game series across the time those two have been together.
But and the other thing here is with Boston, if they win, because they'll have home court, if they win games one and two convincingly, and they most likely would, hell, even game one. Let's say they win game one by 30.
Yeah.
The Cavs don't have a backbone to come back.
Yeah.
They don't. They lay down and die.
Well, and I will say, like, I know Adam was talking about JB. I think JB is the easy thing you get rid of here. I think the problem is whether you win this series or not, you have to really ask yourself about the makeup of this roster and whether, because here's the thing, I hate the generalization, you can't win with two undersized guards in the playoffs. Because that's not, guys, they're struggling against a bad fifth seed to get through this series. Like guys, if the Cavs played up to their potential, they would have made quick, wet work of the Orlando Magic. It's that simple. Because talent should matter. Talent and coaching should matter most in the playoffs. It's not mattering for the Cavs. So I don't like this. Isn't just, well, they're both undersized guys who need the ball in their hand. No, they're not playing well together. They're not seeing eye to eye. They don't know how to defer, when to defer, why to defer, when it's time to take it over. And I will say, I will give Donovan a modicum of credit. I think he is hurt beyond what we're seeing right now. Because there's too many times up and down the court where you see that, where you see him grabbing his ribs or where you see him laboring when he shouldn't be laboring. But it is so easy to say fire JB. And believe me, if you don't make it through this series or if you eke by this and then get swept by Boston, JB is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone as gone. Nobody. I would love to get Brendan Haywood back on today and see if he still thinks that JB is the right coach for this team. The way I was shouted down after, what was that, on Friday or Thursday? One of those days.
One
definitely
of those days,
one
yeah.
of those 2 days. But, like, I think that's fait accompli, unless proven otherwise, unless this team goes on a run. Can I tell you the reason, though, why I don't just want the series to be over? I still want the Cavs to figure this out. Like, the truth is, there still is an impressive amount of talent on this team. I want to see this team come together in Game 5, find their scruples, and put it all on the floor. And I'd love to see them learn their lesson in Game 6 and go, you know what? Hey, now that we got home cooking in our bellies, we're going to go back out there and take the series.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's possible. But something has to give. Because even in those first two games, you saw them not step on their neck and put the Magic away. Those games late in the game got way more competitive than they should have. It's all the same thing. Everything that's been dogging him the last 20 games is dogging him now. It is bad coaching, but it's also you're not playing like a team.
Why couldn't they stop the bleeding?
Because I don't think they believe in each other. Or they don't believe in their coach, and or. It's one of those two things or both. Let's go with...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Bill. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. You guys are way too nice. You don't use the word. And, Dustin, you know this is like the word that if you use it in professional sports, it's almost like, uh-oh, that word was used. They quit. And, Dustin, yeah. You know they quit.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And that word in professional sports should never be said. Because you're playing in front of millions of people, you're representing yourself, and there's a thing called dignity. And when you lay down like that, you are embarrassing yourself to the nth degree. What I was surprised was that they not only quit, but usually on teams that are being beaten like that, there is one person on the team that will say, you know what I need to do? I need to mix it up with somebody and get in a fight and get this thing changed around. They didn't do that. And when you saw how they laid down, they're not going to win this series. They embarrassed themselves. They don't care. If they cared, they wouldn't have quit. Now the question I have, you guys, is who were they sending the message to? If you're willing to embarrass yourself as a player in front of the country like that, who are you so angry at or you are so perturbed with that you would do that? Now, we have three players on this team that are the captains of the soft group, and that is Garland, Mobley, and LeVert.
Is that an official name or is that more like a working title?
Captains of the soft group.
That's like a good Marvel movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know what group they sit in. And here's my biggest concern is, Mobley, you keep him? Or are you trading? I don't think there's much there. If this is him, I mean, he's gutless. And Garland is gutless. I mean, Garland quit guarding people in the second half. And so you get rid of these guys? You get rid of Mobley? I think you do.
Bill, we got to run, buddy, but we appreciate it. We'll still work. We'll work in progress on the, the soft guy's name there. 216-474-0092 if you guys want to pitch in. One of the things that I disagree with vehemently is the Evan Mobley thing. I'm not giving up on Evan Mobley. I think the Cavs' problems have become Evan Mobley's problem. And I think if you want to unlock Evan Mobley, you got to get rid of the things that are standing in the way of him being a better version of himself. And instead, they've gone the opposite way. He's gotten the ball later and later in possessions, where I think he needs the ball earlier in possessions. And I think in some ways you can run the offense through him. I'll ask you guys, because we had a caller say it. Adam said he just wants the series to be over. He wants the Cavs to lose so we can move on. Do you agree with him?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.